Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, guys.
Today's message, I didn't know he was going. Today's message is all about transformation. About the God who takes our mourning and he turns it into dancing. Who takes our grief and he turns it into his glory. Who takes our sorrow and he turns it into supernatural joy. Psalm chapter 30 verse 11 says, "You turned my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy." He clothed you with what?
Joy.
Father, thank you for being the God who restores. Let I ask that you would move in every heart this afternoon, Lord. Lord, let the mourning be lifted and let your joy break in today, Lord. Lord, would you let tears turn into testimonies? In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
So what is mourning? Mourning is more than crying. It's a deep soul sorrow. Mourn so many different things, loss or broken relationship, or a dream that has failed, or a past mistake, even a version of yourself who you hoped you would be. In the Bible, David mourned in 2 Samuel chapter 12. Naomi mourned in Ruth chapter 1. And even Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus in John 11 verse 35. Now I want to just remind you, if you didn't know, that God is not afraid of your mourning. He doesn't rebuke your mourning. He rather into it. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." I know a brokenhearted feeling. That many times over the years my heart was broken. And in the years when my heart was broken, I didn't know Jesus. It's even worse. Because there was no one to turn to. That in within 4 months, the loss of my father and my brother left me brokenhearted. That as I sat at their beds and ministered to them as they were passing to glory, my heart was breaking and I had to put my own brokenness aside and allow Jesus to come in, because that's where my strength and my healing came from. That when I conducted my dad's funeral and then 4 months later I conducted my brother's funeral, people came who had come to both funerals, and they said, "Oh, you're so brave, you're so strong." And I said, "No, it's not that. It's because I'm full of Jesus."
Amen.
And yes, there are still days that in the last 3.5 years, I've lost 2 of my cousins at a young age who were like brothers to me. I lost my dad. I lost my older brother. I lost my mother-in-law, who I love so dearly, a godly woman. And even in those moments during the day, including yesterday, where a picture of my cousin popped up on Facebook, and it set off that whole aching in my heart again. But I can tell you that God is close to the brokenhearted. When he says, "Comfort us," he will. Isaiah 53 verse 3 says he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. But I want you to know this afternoon that God turns things around. In Psalm 30, the first part of verse 11, it says, "You turned my mourning into dancing." That the key word in this verse is turned. Turned implies divine intervention. That you didn't dance on your own, but God turned it. That there was a supernatural interruption. That your story got redirected by God's hand. Would you picture a potter at a wheel? And the clay spins and it's messy and it's unformed. But as the potter touches it, it begins to shape into purpose. Have to stay where grief left us, because God is turning it around. I remember once when I didn't think I would ever laugh again. But one day the Holy Spirit came in like fresh wind, and my tears were turned into praise. That God met me right where I was. And then the joy began to rise within me. Who's ready for God to start rewriting your story? If you're ready for God to rewrite your story, would you say with me, "I am ready to dance again"? You see, Psalm 30:11, the second bit says, "You removed my sackcloth and you clothed me with joy." What on earth is a sackcloth? In ancient times, sackcloth was a garment of mourning and repentance. It was rough, it was itchy, and it was uncomfortable. Just like sorrow, anxiety, and depression feel in your spirit. But God doesn't just take off the sackcloth, but He replaces it with joy. Now, when I'm talking about joy, I'm not talking about happiness. I'm not talking about the happiness that we get from the pleasure of physical life or that the world offers us. But I'm talking about a different supernatural joy that the Lord places upon us. Who wouldn't want that? Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, "To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning." Joy is not a feeling, but it's a garment that you put on by faith. Start praising, even when it hurts. Worship until the heaviness lifts off you. Because joy is not something that is delayed. It is available right here, right now, this afternoon. Who's ready for a change in your spiritual warfare? And in your spiritual wardrobe? Then would you say with me, "Lord, clothe me in joy"? So how do we receive our dance back? There is a time to mourn, yes. But there's also a time to move. That if you're in a season of heaviness at the moment, that I believe today is the day that the mourning ends and the dance begins. That a spiritual shift shift will happen when you move in faith. Even if you just raise your hand slightly, or you're just tapping your feet, stand in praise. Speak life over you, even if you don't feel it yet. The Psalm 149 and verse 3 tells us, let them praise His name with dancing. This is your turnaround moment. That you don't have to wait to feel joy, because you walk in it because you've been given it. That joy is not based on circumstances or finances or people, but it's based on Jesus, who lives inside of you. I remember when I was going through my cancer, that was rough. 8 months of chemotherapy. It was rough. 4 months of radiotherapy. I had no energy. But on that first day when my diagnosis came, I took the Lord at His word. He said, Robin, be still. Know your God. And that as I went through that treatment, with no guarantee I was going to make it, that I could still walk into the radiotherapy room with joy. I think the people in radiotherapy thought I was totally bonked in the head. You know, I'd walk in and they'd say to me, are you all right, Mr. Fenner? And I'd say, wow, I've never seen such a big microwave in my life. Or they'd say to me, Mr. Fenner, would you like a cup of tea? And I'd say, that's all right, don't worry. I swear. So just put me on the table and let's warm it up. That's not the physical joy that we should be experiencing in moments like those. That is the supernatural joy of Jesus Christ, which is already in ours, within us, and we've been robbed of it. Because the devil wants to keep us down there. He doesn't want us joyful. He wants to rob us of our whole inheritance that we have in Jesus. And then when the second diagnosis of 4B cancer came, and my body had been so wrecked by chemo and radiotherapy that they didn't know if I would actually be able to cope with it again. So they put me on a watch and wait. But eventually that tumor between my heart and lungs, in a very short period of time, from 3 centimeters to 13 centimeters. That I was suffocating, I couldn't breathe. And they said, we're going to have to do surgery at St. Bart's in London. And they said, have you got your house in order, Robin? Because we don't think you're going to get through the surgery. And they were wheeling me down the corridor to the theater. And I said, Lord, your will be done here. If I live, I gain. If I die, I gain. And as I was wheeling down, I saw a hand. I closed my eyes and I just saw a very big hand. And in the middle of the hand was a little miniature of me. And I saw the hand closing. And I remembered the scripture that says, I hold you in the palm of my hand. You know, that fear that I had turned into such a joy that by the time I got to the anaesthetist, my sense of humor had kicked in fully. And he came and he said, I'm going to go to sleep. I said, thank the Lord. I said, I haven't had a good night's sleep for about a year. That's supernatural joy.
Amen.
The assurance of Christ in me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The assurance of Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
The assurance of Christ around you.
Hallelujah.
It's not by our flesh, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. And yes, I've got damaged body. I've got lungs that are burnt from the radiotherapy. I've got a stomach lining and duodenum that is burnt from radiotherapy. I've got a bowel system that is burnt by radiotherapy. I've got tissue in the back of my neck that is burnt by radiotherapy inside. But that every time I'm in pain, I can rejoice. Because I'm yet to feel it. This is the joy that I'm talking about. Supernatural joy. No one else can give us. Except for Jesus. The season of sorrow is over. Your new garment of joy has come. Will you put it on this afternoon? And walk in joy. Not because you feel it, but because Jesus has given it to you. What are you dancing out today? What's your dance look like? Can I encourage you that wherever you are in your life today, can I encourage you just to make a move, even if it's small? Even if it's just a small step? Because I believe that every time we take that small step and we put our arms and he will teach us how to answer. But with him leading. That today is the day that we should sing again. Come on. Who's going to say this with me? I'm stepping out of sorrow today.
I'm stepping out of sorrow today.
I'm leaving the sackcloth behind.
I'm leaving my sackcloth behind.
I am clothed in joy.
Clothed in joy.
The season of mourning is over.
The season of mourning is over.
And my new dance, my new beautiful dance with joy, has begun. Can I ask you just to please bow your heads? When I say bow your heads, I don't mean anybody look around. First off, before we need to dance, before we go into this new season, we do need Jesus. So I'm going to ask you, if you don't know Jesus, just quickly put your hand up and then put it down again. Okay. Now some of you, maybe you need to recommit your life to Jesus today. And I'm going to offer you that same opportunity. I'm not going to embarrass anybody. It's just a simple, everybody's heads down, please. If you want to come back to Jesus this afternoon and recommit your whole life and give him your fragile heart, tell him, Lord, I want to dance again, but I need you to lead. Can I ask you to quickly put your hand and put it down again? Thank you. I'm going to ask you to sing our last song. In that time, if you did put up your hand, can I ask you to come and speak to myself, or to Janet, or to Peter? Just come and have the privilege to pray with you. And to pray with you. Not just to pray with you, but to stand alongside you in those first steps that you take. To dance alongside you. The new dance has begun. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you just take us in the place that we're at and you say, come unto me. Thank you, Jesus, for your joy and for your love, for your peace. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you, that you are our rock, you are our fortress, you are our tower, you are our foundation. And Lord, in that we are unshakable. So Lord, will we leave this place, Lord, with our heads lifted high, our eyes focused on Jesus, the cross before us and nothing else behind, as we walk in the victory, Lord, that you have already won for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand and sing the last song, and there's some tea and